Legacy Hafalska, writing in particular, you'll find I don't write very long poems. But I give you an introduction. two poems, two different subjects. One is called Guru Ki Seva, the Guru Service. And really quite a few years ago, when our, honestly, you know, I've been writing for a while and sort of been in seclusion, so I don't really know so much what goes on out there. My Punjabi reading isn't that great, so I can't read the papers very well. But I remember quite a few years ago, 95 or so, our subject was very politicized, and there was some very sharp sort of communication, anti this, anti that, and it cut me. I knew that a great soul I greatly respected who had brought me to Guru Sikhi was on some people's hit list, you know. I mean, it was nasty. It was really nasty. And I went to Punjab, and when I was there in Chandigarh, there was a car bomb that blew up. And you could see, you know, the roadblocks all over the place. The place was really locked down. And so there's a lot of fear and a lot of stuff going down. And we weren't exactly in our best form as one punt. So this poem sort of bubbled up out of my poetry sometimes, you know, it's like the story of the pearl, you know, a little grain of sand and starts rubbing at you and pearl comes up sometimes. Maybe a pretty pearl. Here's what I put. Bullets cannot answer those who've taken up the sword, and jackals cannot silence those who heard the lion roar. The nation of the soldier saint, so newly come to life, holds promise of a brighter day, bereft of grief and strife. But those who wield their armaments and wag their tongues in hate must learn to tread a kinder course. There is no power so great as issues from an open heart, and rules an open mind. Our Guru has been good to us, who once were deaf and blind. And now we rise so bright and brave before the morning light to seek our Guru's majesty and serve our soul's delight. Never was a righteous course or such a splendid vow as giving up our selfishness to serve the Guru now. It's called Sachkhand, the real world. We have funny concepts in this Kalyug about the real world. Yeah, we're crazy. Imagine you go to an essayist island and ask them to write essays about the real world, you know? You know, and we have a concept of the realist, you know, a realist, hard-nosed realism, you know, tough person, mean, nasty. That's realistic, right? Ah, he's a realist. I think it stretches our imagination to think what the real world is. Right. This poem is a bit surrealistic. Surrealistic. What's surrealism? You get a sense of it. It's sort of a flow of consciousness poem. Alright. The saint in the real world bides his time over reason, over rhyme. Nice guys, wise guys, this wise, that wise, other wise, any wise, everybody stands to blame, stands to reason all the same. Only the real one comes to know the beauty of true freedom's glow. When it was time, then Brahm took flesh. When it was time, came Vishnu, Mahesh. All times, all come and gone, come to nothing, on and on. Only the real one comes to be, one to one, to be to be. Surely, lovely, majestically, in love with all infinity. All is wonder, all is light, splendor in the dead of night. All is come to a different way, grace and goodness come to play. Holy, happy, true and right, all the angels in our sight. The truth is high, but if you will, living truth is higher still. Right.